This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Come on, man. You've been doing this long enough. Seriously, right?
Fred Davis.
Tell you what, if you weren't married, I'll tell you what. You just keep talking, girlfriend. You just keep talking.
Landry Locker.
I don't think there's very many of the guys who say talk about sports that I would ever want to have a beer with in my life.
And John Lopez.
If you see a woman and her profile picture is a selfie from above her head, she probably weighs about 2 bills.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Houston on three. 1, 2, 3.
Houston three.
Sports Radio 610.
Welcome in H-Town. How's everybody feeling today on this Football Friday? It's a different kind of Football Friday. It's kind of a football reaction Friday after your Houston Texans get the 2018 season. Granted, it's only the preseason, but a win is a win, gentlemen. We watched our Houston Texans last night. And as a fan of the other team that they were playing last night, let me just put my biases aside. One of the takeaways that I had from last night's ball game, and again, I was watching it earnestly from both games. I mean, let's be honest, anytime I watch the Texans play, out of 30 other teams, I'm rooting for the Texans all day, every day. But obviously, I had a little skin in the game with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I will say this last night about your Houston Texans. And I'm not saying this because we work on the Texans flagship station, but I'm not saying anything. And I already told you this before the show. And Landry, I think you'll agree with this wholeheartedly. The Texans were the better coached team last night. They looked like the better prepared team last night. And again, obviously, you might say, well, Fred, look what happened to the third team guys. Again, those are all guys who are going to be PE teachers and bouncers in 3 to 4 weeks. So let's not read too much into that. But the players that did matter in that first half, John and Landry, you feel pretty good about where things started last night for your Houston Texans.
Well, and keep in mind, well, first of all, man, I was just like not pinching myself, but just so content watching football. I mean, you know, my daughter and my wife, like ever since she was a little bitty girl, and she's 25 now. Like if they're out at a cool event or.
Yeah.
Disney World or shopping.
Ooh,
or
time.
What, I'm saying,
except for that long cheddar vacation
or shopping or whatever,
maybe Astro World,
or it's Christmas morning or whatever. They have this saying. They go, "This is a happy." They always say, "This is a happy." You know, like let's say you're just you're in a really cool place.
Yeah,
you're having a lot of fun. There's a lot of friends.
Even
in my house. You know, I'm sitting in the backyard barbecuing. They're eating. They're hanging out with friends. Occasionally, my daughter to this day will say, "This is a happy dad."
Yeah.
Last night for me
was a happy.
It was just watching the Texans and watching football all over the place.
So I feel even better about my tweet then.
What was your tweet?
Lopez is feeling himself after this. Not that he really needs an excuse to feel on himself, but last night.
I was really feeling myself yesterday,
It was a special kind of feeling. Landry, your thoughts, just shotgun thoughts after what you saw last night in the 17-10 win.
Before I do that, I got a shout out since it is episode 53.
Yeah.
It is episode 53. Shout out to Chocolate Thunder Daryl Dawkins.
There you go.
Shout out to the dirtiest player in NFL history, roided up linebacker Bill Romanowski, and shout out to the only guy that is so bad at his job that he can make people in the Bible Belt sacrifice their morals and support an alleged domestic abuser. Shout out to Ken Giles, you World Series champion, you.
How about that?
I found myself yesterday looking up to the sky and saying, thank God football's back on my screen. And despite the fact it was the first preseason game, I think there's a lot of takeaways that we can take from that Texans game. Number one, Steven Anderson, you are gone. He will not be on this roster. He's
already
done.
You're ready to stick a fork in him?
We stuck a fork in West Virginia. We all agreed on this. Number two.
Was to drop the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yeah, I mean, when the guy in front of you, the rookie, gets two touchdowns and you drop a touchdown in the second half when you have a chance to respond, that tells me all I need to know about you.
Yeah,
so I think Steven Anderson, you're cut. Joe Webb, also, we thought that they would just carry two quarterbacks maybe. If Joe Webb is going to cover kicks, that guy, given the fact that he can be your emergency quarterback, he can be an emergency wide receiver, and he can be a guy covering kicks, I think he has a chance to make this team. And Tyler Irvin, it looks like Braxton Miller is going to have an opportunity to return those kicks and punts, because we saw the man that Lopez hyped up. You heard it here first. I'll give you credit, finally. The Pope.
El Papa. The Pope. Tremaine Pope. I'm going to start calling him that. El Papa. That's how you say the Pope in Spanish.
Let's wait till he makes the roster.
No, let's not wait.
You're going to go ahead and crown him? You want to crown him? Crown him. He is who we thought he was. We let him off the hook.
R.I.P. Denny.
El Papa was El Papa was sound last night. The one thing I'm not going to...
Letting the ball left a little be desired, but he's definitely dynamic out of the backfield.
He had one bad run where
he
looked like a rookie, where he danced around, where he needed to just hit that hole.
Just hit it and go. Yeah.
One cut and go. But he had another couple of runs where, okay, you see the vision, see the explosion, et cetera. But that's neither here nor there right now. We'll get to El Papa later. But the one thing I'm not going to really comment on, because it was just... It's Deshaun Watson. It was nice seeing
him out there.
Yeah, it was nice seeing him out there. It was cool. Glad he didn't have a knee brace. But, you know, I just thought there's nothing to read right now.
Did he lie yesterday after the game? This is what he said about going out there and playing a series. I know Deshaun Watson is our football god here, but did he lie a little bit about how nervous he was?
Even when I was hurt last year and I knew I wasn't playing, I still got the same butterflies and you know, prepped myself up like I was playing. So, you know, it's just something I've always been doing since I was a little kid. And every time, you know, football season comes around, especially when the games come around, I'm always, you know, regardless of how much I'm going to play, I'm always, you know, preparing myself and ready to go.
All right, I actually believe him.
I do too.
I think because Drew Doherty asked him the same question on the sidelines and actually questioned whether or not he had legitimate butterflies, considering, you know, I mean, you know, you weren't going to play very much. But of course he did. I mean, it makes sense.
And plus it's also what you played football, right?
In high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even in high school, when you play football in that locker room, butterflies are contagious.
It, right? There's people throwing up.
Butterflies are contagious. I mean, I always got them. I'm sure he got. I believe him.
I think in any anytime you're in something like this, and I mean, hey, even if you haven't done a show in a while, you know, you get some butterflies before you get ready to, you know, go on air. I mean, obviously it's a little bit different deal, but I'm not surprised by that. I mean, and of course he knew. I mean, they scripted it and told him, listen, you know, if you throw one pass, it'll be one more than we intend you to. So, like you said, I mean, it was nice, and you know, but it gets, at the same time, he's been doing this in training camp as far as lining things up with guys. So
that's our Deshaun Watson discussion.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that because
he's alive.
We'll have a lot to talk about, you know, with him. But there were a lot of other things I thought were more important and more
newsworthy. Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Real quick, to go ahead and we'll put a bow on the Deshaun Watson conversation. B.O.B., your thoughts on Deshaun Watson being out there last night?
Speed was normal. I mean, of course, it's fast, of course, but
that's Bill O'Brien doing his best Jason Kelce.
And the team is just, you know, play fast myself.
All right, that was actually Travis Kelce.
Bill O'Brien. I thought that's who that was.
Here's O'Brien on Watson.
I think it was important for him to go through the whole warm-up process, preparation for the game, and get out there and, you know, operate the offense. And I thought, you know, without having watched the film, thought he did what we asked him to do.
Yeah, I mean, you're not.
That was also Bill O'Brien at the end.
That was again. I think that Deshaun. I mean, any conversation that goes more than 2 minutes on Deshaun Watson today, than the fact that, hey, we're glad his knee's still attached. We're glad he had. You know, I'll tell you what. I think the most impressive takeaway from all of it last night was the way he was able to tie that towel around his head. That was impressive.
Oh, how many kids are doing that now?
Oh,
how much did Gatorade like that?
Oh, they loved it. It was awesome. He's the first one I've seen do it. You know, the one thing I did like about Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins and Tyrann Mathieu, who didn't play, and even J.J. Watt. they were involved in this game on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Like, even in the fourth quarter, when a lot of times you see guys just chilling and not really paying attention because a lot of guys aren't going to make it, make the team, they were involved. They were arguing calls. They were supporting their teammates. So they were at least – it seems like this team, at the very least, is a close-knit group.
Freddie, you won the bet.
I did.
Although he didn't change at halftime.
He didn't change at halftime, but he did come out in full regalia. So shout-out to J.J. Watt for doing that. And, of course, you know, week four might be the game where we might have to redo this again.
Because
that could be the game where he probably won't come out in full gear, because that'll be basically, like you said, the PE teacher.
And we'll get to our guy Spencer Tillman as well at some point.
We will get to Spence doing his thing last night.
My
so yeah, comparing. I mean, listen,
heard a slow two fast through.
Yeah, but integrity won.
I think integrity won.
Took the night. So if
with integrity,
was McLean? Was that his take?
Or no,
was
that I his said guess? That one.
Okay, you said integrity. All right, so you win last night. Not one smoke through a keyhole last night.
Yeah, I think he was listening.
Oh, there's no question.
He did say problematic.
He did say.
Oh, and he said one that we didn't mention last that he says often. So I'll write it down.
Oh,
we'll do it for week four.
Did you hear the? Okay,
give him an apple and a bus ticket. What was it? Or what was giving an apple?
I heard the best one though. Every play leaves a bibliography of footnotes.
I did hear that.
The kids know what bibliographies are these days.
Every play leaves a bibliography of footnotes. I had to rewind it just to make sure I thought that's what I heard him say.
There it is. He gave him an apple and a roadmap. That's one of his favorite. He got an apple. If you play like that, you get an apple and a roadmap.
I mean, I don't know if we should. I think there's something to be said for his creativity.
Hey, we're talking about it.
We
you know what I say?
Are.
Just spell the name right. Spencer's getting some pub right
Spencer
now.
Spencer is definitely getting some pub. Shout out Spencer, if you listen, 713-572-4610. Your thoughts on the game that you called last night. So
I'll tell you what. None of us are going to get an apple and a roadmap after today's show.
No, you don't think so?
Why not?
No,
it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good show.
The roadmap for people that are getting booted.
Yeah, like Tyler Irvin might get an apple and a roadmap.
Oh, Tyler Mervin, Irvin, who cares at this point? Tyler Irvin is getting an apple and a roadmap at this point, and that's going to be one of my takeaways. Not that that's going to be a big surprise to anybody, but if I'm the Texans, I definitely would be scanning other rosters just for. Of course, we didn't see any of your boy Terry Swanson last night. I don't remember seeing him at all.
Yeah, well, I was off of him weeks ago.
Oh, no. I know that, but I'm just saying. Because, again, I Alfred Blue, I mean, does anybody feel comfortable him being your backup running back going into week one?
Alfred Blue is the running back version of Rick Smith.
He just won't go away.
Just won't go away.
Can you pull a race card on that?
Can you
pull a race card on that? I think that's worth a race card.
No.
Alfred Blue worth a race
is the
card.
Running back
why?
Version.
Why, because they're black?
No, because you don't know why he's
what
around.
What do you mean, you people?
Because you don't know why he's around, and you kind of
really
think, and you kind of think he might have pictures on someone.
I think the reason why he's around right now is because the devil you know is better than the devil you don't, as the saying goes, and because he knows the system. And he's old, reliable, and I think there's something to be said for...
And special teams.
That guy's good on special teams, all right? He's good on special teams because he sure as hell ain't good at catching balls out of the backfield.
No.
That's for sure. And I will give Spencer credit for this, talking about how that was the one thing Alfred Blue said he improved on, and yet the one thing you said you improved on in 2018 in your first throw.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was, you know, Wheaton did put a little mustard on that sauce, but you got on that ball, but you got to catch it. That's a pass you got to catch.
One of my favorite quotes from Dandy Don Meredith, the late, great Dandy Don Meredith, I think fits Alfred Blue.
What's that?
Talking about Walt Garrison, former Cowboy Walt Garrison, running back. Don Meredith used to say, if you need 3 yards, you give the ball to Walt Garrison, he will get you 3 yards.
Yeah.
If you need 9 yards,
he'll get you 9.
You get the ball to Walt Garrison, and he will get you 3 yards.
That's Alfred Blue.
That's Alfred Blue.
That's Alfred Blue.
You need 3
Blue.
Yards, give it to Alfred Blue. He'll get you 3. You need 9, you give it to Alfred, he'll get you 3.
He'll get you 3. He's good for 3 each and every time, and that's about
what
it.
What if you need 1?
You'll get you 3.
He'll get you 3. He'll
or
get you
minus
three.
2, as in last night, for a 3rd and 1.
Exactly. That that was probably one of the bigger takeaways from last night. And again, he did look like the Blue Man Group in some of those plays last night. So we'll get to that. We'll get your thoughts as well. 713-572-4610. Again, it's the first preseason game, and the nice thing is about the way they're doing preseason nowadays is that, you know, there's going to be no 75-man cut. That's not going to go. I mean, it's all going to go from 90 to 53 after week 4. So everything you see on this roster right now is what you're going to see up until the final week of the preseason this year. So 713-572-4610 is the phone number to chime in. What you saw last night, how how you feel about things. Do you feel any different? More so, again, about the backups that we saw last night and guys that we think could be contributors to this football team in the course of the 2018 season. We'll get takeaways from myself, takeaways from John Lopez, of course, some things he saw from last night, as well as Astros Mariners last night. Justin Verlander, I'll tell you what,
out.
For as great as he looked starting off his Astros career, his last 10 starts have been anything but. But you got to think a guy like him is going to get it figured out sooner rather than later. But we got some audio from him last night about him getting kicked out of the game and doing something that he's done pretty much his entire career. But then he has an umpire boot him out of the game for last night. So he sounded a little perplexed, if you will, from what happened last night. And, of course, Roberto Osuna, let me tell you something right now. This is not a guy that I ever want to confront one-on-one in a back alley or really anywhere, even with people around. Because if that dude doesn't look like he would beat the hell out of you, then I don't know what. And I'm not saying that because of what's going on. He just looks like a dude that doesn't take crap from anybody.
Nope.
Okay?
What were you going to say?
He doesn't take crap from anybody.
You almost got to number three there.
Almost got to number three. We'll also recap some preseason from last night. I know John's got some thoughts from other teams around the AFC South. And I'll tell you what, if you were concerned about the Andrew Luck experiment, well, again, it is week one, which will be the caveat and the asterisk on all of this. But so far, so good for all you Andrew Luck fans out there. Lots to get to today. Glad to have you on board. We do have a think tank today. We've got some Friday future tripping as well. And, of course, we always do each and every day on a Friday a little Landry Likes. But when we return, John Lopez with his thoughts from last night's ball game. You've heard a couple of them already, but what does he feel about this offensive line? And is there one guy in particular on that offensive line that is leaving a little to be desired, as one former Houston Texan talked about earlier this morning on Mad Radio? Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. This is In the Loop on a Friday.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.